In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon texts are our readings from Revelation 7, 1 John 3, and Matthew chapter 5. Brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the feast of All Saints' Day. And while that includes the likes of those who have gone before us in the faith, Adam, Noah, Melchizedek, Abraham, Isaac, Ruth, Naomi, and all of the prophets on one side, and Joseph, John, Mary, Simeon, Anna, Matthew, Peter, Paul, and the apostles on the other. Still, it also includes the average, ordinary, baptized believer. It includes you. It includes me. That is, those who may never become president or captain or commander, CEO, or even mother or father of the year. We whose lives are by no means quantifiable or extraordinary or particularly important. This day, we hear how we are nevertheless included in such heavenly splendor and glory that if encountered, one might even be tempted to fall down and worship like John in the book of Revelation. These are the saints, the holy ones of God made bright with the holiness derived from the eternal light who is Christ himself. But here and now, they are ordinary. And their lives, our lives, are marked more often with the darkness of shame and death than with the light of life. They are surrounded by theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, disobedience, war, division, anger, malice, hatred, violence, divorce, covetousness, greed, lies, abuse of power, cancer, AIDS, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, and even death. It is all around us, and worse yet, it is all inside of us. Here, the saints suffer and mourn. Here they hunger and thirst. Here they're poor in spirit, they're meek and merciful. Here they're persecuted. But there, in the heavenly glory and splendor of Christ, they are comforted and rejoice. They are fed and nourished. They inherit the earth and the kingdom and receive the very mercy of God. There, theirs is the kingdom, and they are free. St. John captured the sense of these beatitudes beautifully, both in the epistle and in Revelation, when he says, "Beloved, we are children of God now. But what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him." And in Revelation, he sees the saints dressed in white with palm branches in their hand, a great multitude that no one can number or count from every nation, from all tribes, from all peoples, and all languages. Ordinary folks like you and me standing before the throne and before the Lamb. The sight, it is incredible. They sing, they praise, they worship. They are free from pain. They are free from suffering. They are free from mourning. They are free from death. And theirs is the glory and splendor of the living God, such that kings or queens of this world could only dream about. Who are these? Clothed in white robes, the elder asks. And from where have they come? They must have come from wealth. They must have come from power, right? No, These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. That is, these are the ones who have suffered. These are the ones who were persecuted, oppressed, the meek, the poor, those hungering and thirsting for righteousness, but finding none. These are the ones who have died to themselves and whose life is hidden together with God in Christ Jesus. Their robes aren't their own, but they are given to them, washed in the blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. These are the sealed, those whose foreheads and hearts bear the sign of the cross and the name of the living Christ. Though ordinary in this life, suffering hunger, thirst, and scorching heat, now the sun shall not strike them, and every last tear will be wiped from their eyes. Dear saints of the living God, this vision of St. John, it is marvelous, not only for the beauty of this great reversal, a justice rightly to be rejoiced in, but also and especially because this revelation St. John records is a vision of you. What you will be has not yet appeared in this life. Nevertheless, as children of the living God, this is who you are. Saints gathered around the throne and before the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It may seem a long way off, and you may have many more tears to shed before this day, but take heart. The line that separates us from those who have already gone before us to be with Christ, it is thin and it is ever fading away every single day. See, the reality of who you are as the ones who have been bought with the blood of Jesus, saints of Christ. You limp along now, but running and leaping for peace and joy in the ever-approaching day of the resurrection to eternal life that is ours in Christ Jesus. You are the baptized. You are the ones bought with and covered by the blood of our Lord Jesus, shed for you on the holy cross in love. And your fellowship with one another is a fellowship with those who have gone before you in the faith. Adam, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Isaiah, Jeremiah, David, John, Mary, Thomas, Timothy, your great grandparents, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, and even your child. And these paraments, and these vestments, and these stained glass windows are meant to continually remind you of this very reality. You are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. You are not alone. You are not left to fend for yourselves in this vale of tears, in this valley of sorrows. For this day, in the feast of Holy Communion, you gather together with angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven. But at the center of it all, the one around whom both saints and angels come together is Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So here you are today in the presence of Christ Himself. Here in church, heaven and earth meet. They touch. They join together for 1 hour a week with angels, archangels, all the company of heaven. You gather around the throne of the Lamb, clothed in your white baptismal robe, crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Here, all is His, and He is yours. Blessed are you, dear saints, for your reward is great in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.